Hello everyone, and welcome back to my podcast. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for all of my returning listeners, and for the new listeners, thank you for visiting. If you wish to leave me a voice message, you may do so at anchor.fm/odalismunoz/message. I will be sure to add it in my next episode. This week I wanted to talk to you about my story and relationship with God. I know that this topic might not be popular with some of you, but I hope that sharing my account will be beneficial. I published my story at the beginning of the blog but never went into detail. Please enjoy and allow this post to help one of you. When I was 2 months old, my mom and I had a car accident, and I've been on a ventilator ever since. I was in the hospital for 6 months and was about to die until my father went into the hospital chapel and prayed. Once he began praying, a guy came out of nowhere and told my father to read a particular passage in the Bible and then disappeared by the time he looked back up. As soon as my father read the passage that he was told to read, a doctor came into the chapel and told my father that I would make it. Every bottle that I was given took hours for me to drink, and the hospital wanted to insert a G-tube, but my mom told them no. I eventually got better at eating and, thankfully, didn't need the G-tube. I, unfortunately, couldn't breathe on my own, so they had no choice but to do a tracheostomy surgery so that I could have a ventilator to help me breathe. I had a pulmonologist who told my mom that I would be nothing but a vegetable and that she should just allow me to die. Still, with perseverance on my mom's part, I made it through. I know that I'm not perfect, but I do believe that I wouldn't be alive without God. I may not have the life that I want, but I'm grateful every day to be alive. Without God, I know that my life could be worse, but I know that I will never be alone because I believe in Jesus. It doesn't matter what you may be going through. Please know that Jesus is always with you and will always get you through your circumstances. Until the next post, please take care, and God bless. Odalis Munoz. March 8, 2021.